On today's feature, we'll be hearing from Drug Abuse Strategy Officer Carol Fukowski and Minnesota Representative Bob Barrett, both of which are involved in the battle against synthetic drugs. These drugs are also known as bath salts, K2 and spice, as well as many other names. The sale of these drugs has been banned federally, and here in Minnesota, there are some additional new laws that make the penalties tougher. These new laws are a result of a huge spike in the use of these drugs over the past few years and the possible dangers that come with using them. First, we will hear from Drug Abuse Strategy Officer at the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Drug and Alcohol Division, Carol Fukowski. She is going to speak about the rise in use of these synthetic drugs and their dangers. She studies stats and trends of drug abuse within Minnesota and shares that information with other states and cities across the U.S. Falkowski says she is constantly surprised by the ever-changing landscape of drug abuse.
One of the things I've done is represent the Twin Cities area in a national drug abuse epidemiological surveillance system. That's a group of researchers from 20 cities in the United States who are convened twice a year by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And each time we get together, we present reports that we've prepared that look at data from our respective areas. That includes data about drug abuse-related overdose deaths, drug abuse-related hospital emergency room episodes, people coming into addiction treatment, crime lab data, and whatever else kind of data is around. Sometimes it's student survey data or whatever other data sources are around. But we look at these numbers every 6 months and get together with our counterparts from other parts of the country. What amazes me in having done this now for many years, since 1986, is that every 6 months there is something new about substance abuse. You wouldn't think a social phenomena could change that frequently. Yet when it comes to drugs of abuse, it seems it's always a changing landscape.
Among that changing landscape is our topic today, synthetic drugs and the two main varieties of them, synthetic marijuana, known as K2 and spice, and research chemicals, which can also be known as bath salts.
Well, there are currently two major drug abuse trends going on in this country. One is the abuse of prescription drugs, which is also related to heroin abuse, and the second is, of course, what we're going to be talking a lot about, synthetic drugs of abuse. Synthetic drugs, and again, synthetic means something that is not naturally occurring. It's not, it doesn't occur in plant material. A synthetic is something that is man-made. Synthetic is like, you know, polyester is synthetic and astroturf and all that kind of stuff. And so too with drugs. So what has happened is that people, a whole new group of substances have emerged where people synthetically make chemicals that produce effects similar to illegal drugs and put them on substances like in the case of synthetic THC, they put it on like plant material with bath salts and so-called research chemicals. Those just appear as little granule powders like sugar that look like sugar or sometimes are different colored. But these synthetic substances are marketed as something else, but they are made to get people high. So with fake marijuana, that is sold as herbal incense or marketed as herbal incense. With bath salts, so-called bath salts, those are marketed as, you know, bath salts, but they have nothing whatsoever to do with your bathtub. And for research chemicals, those are sold online as research chemicals. But what kind of research? Well, it doesn't really say. Who would need these chemicals? Well, researchers. And it's that sort of circular marketing.
She says that these type of drugs have been around for many years, but what has changed recently is that a lot more people are using them.
Now, this sort of synthetic drugs being sold online has been around probably for about 15 years. But what has changed in the past 2 years is that all of a sudden, a lot of people are buying this stuff. and a lot of people are using this stuff.
Synthetic THC, which attempts to mimic the effects of marijuana, also has some adverse effects that Falkowski says are similar to an anxiety attack.
Synthetic THC, or the chemicals known as cannabimimetics, that mimic the effects of cannabinoids, the naturally occurring mood-altering substances that occur in plant marijuana. The cannabimimetics are sprayed on plant material and usually smoked. Unlike the effects of naturally occurring marijuana, though, people experience a lot of anxiety reactions, a lot of rapid heartbeat, increased blood pressure, and almost something similar to anxiety attacks with this.
The second variety of these synthetic drugs are called research chemicals. They are sometimes sold as bath salts, and according to Falkowski, they can cause extreme psychotic reactions.
These products have nothing whatsoever to do with your bathtub. They're sold with a wink and a nod as substances that produce, you know, mood-altering effects. Bath salts contain some very long chemical names, 3,4-methylenedioxyprovalerone, or 4-methylmethcathinone, or 3,4-methylenedioxymethcathinone. These big, long substances are typically the active ingredients in what are sold as mood-altering, get-you-high chemicals known as bath salts. But guess what? You don't really know if any of those mood-altering chemicals are actually in what a person purchases as bath salts. You just don't know that. And if any of these chemicals are present, you don't know if this little powder you're looking at that you've purchased, 10% of these active ingredients, or if it's 100% made up of these active ingredients. As a result of this, the chemicals that I mentioned are very long-acting hallucinogens. And what is unique about this group of hallucinogens is that they have produced in many users extreme psychotic reactions. People break from reality. They can't judge what is going on. They aren't in touch with their immediate environment. It's resulted in a lot of suicidal ideation in people where they just act out suicidally, and it's also resulted in extreme paranoid delusions where people are absolutely convinced that what's going on around them is people out to get them and out to harm them.
A big danger with these drugs is that you don't know how long the effects are going to last.
They act for very long periods of time, and some of these psychotic symptoms do not resolve even after the chemicals have moved through the person's body. Some of these effects can last for very long periods of time. That's what makes using anything that is represented as a bath salt or a research chemical such a dangerous and risky proposition.
You are listening to today's news feature on synthetic drugs. We are currently hearing from Minnesota Department of Human Services Drug Abuse Strategy Officer Carol Falkowski.
I've talked to a lot of parents, I've talked to a lot of kids, and I think that the take-home message about bath salts is here are things that you can take that can make you stupid forever. I mean, sometimes the effects of these are very long-acting, and you just simply do not recover from them. You don't ever wind up to be the same person that you were prior to taking some of these very unpredictable substances.
Falkowski says that some of these synthetic drugs come from China, but they are also made in makeshift laboratories, and there is no quality control to regulate them.
Some of these substances are manufactured and are of Chinese origin. And some of them are made in people's homes or basements or bedrooms or trailers or who knows. You know, these are not quality-controlled products. There's nothing legitimate about them. They're made in a variety of settings and packaged. You can see by the packaging on many of them that it's very rudimentary. And they are, for the first time ever, marketed directly to consumers. You know, prior to this, we've never really had that. And when you think about it, if you're in your 20s now, you don't think anything about buying stuff online. That's just how you buy stuff. But for people who are much older than that, or even a little bit older than that, who lived in a time where there was not online, much less purchasing things online, there remains a skepticism about purchasing things online. And I know there are a lot of people, you know, in their 30s and 40s and older who, you know, still haven't bought anything on eBay or StubHub because, you know, well, what about that? You know, they just don't, they're skeptical about it. They're reluctant. Yet with substances of abuse, and for young people, there isn't that built-in skepticism. So when they go to websites that unscrupulously and falsely say that these substances are safe, and they falsely say that they are not intended for human consumption when in fact they are, and when they falsely say things like legal in all 50 states, which is not the case, thanks to the law that was recently signed by President Obama, people still purchase them. And this is really why I'm glad you're doing this program, and I'm glad to be talking about this, because the word needs to get out that this is a dangerous proposition and that you don't know what you're getting, and the effects can be quite long-lasting and damaging.
Falkowski says a challenge to fighting synthetic drugs is that people are always finding new ways to create them.
The challenge is that the moment you start to regulate some of these substances, people will come out with a variation on that that is sometimes even more potent. That's the real problem with trying to come up with an exhaustive list of chemicals. For example, right after the synthetic marijuana was banned federally, people had figured out a way to add another molecule to it to produce a similar effect, but something that wasn't regulated. So that's the problem with the existing law.
Another challenge to the control of these substances is online sales.
And the second thing is the challenge of online sales. Is the internet used for illegal activity? Well, I don't know. Do you think that people sell stolen goods sometimes on eBay? Yeah, all this stuff happens. And yes, all this stuff is illegal. Same thing with selling substances that are known to get people high that are now illegal in this state as well as federally. That, too, is illegal. But in a free society, we have a whole area of emerging law about what goes on online and how we can regulate that while still maintaining a free society. And that's a complicated issue, and that's the remaining wild card in this whole area of synthetic drugs.
Falkowski says that there has been an extreme increase in the amount of emergency phone calls taken by poison control offices nationally and in Minnesota.
We've seen so many adverse reactions related to bath salts. Poison control center calls around the country. In 2010, they'd gotten 300 calls about people, human exposures to bath salts. In 2011, that had grown from 300 to 6,000. So really some significant increases. In Minnesota, our Hennepin Regional Poison Center that serves the entire state of Minnesota, in 2010 we had 5 calls related to bath salts. Yet in 2011, it had grown to 144. These are not of minor significance. These types of increases are quite extreme and quite pronounced.
The biggest danger in these drugs is the unpredictability of them and that you don't know what exactly you're taking.
I remember reading an interview of one of the kids that was at a party in Blaine, Minnesota. I think the party was in 2011, and they were all at a party, some young adults. They were drinking at the party, and then someone showed up with a bag of powder that he purchased online as a research chemical. And people took it, and I remember reading an interview of one of the people who was there, and she said it was just such a small amount. You couldn't imagine. It was the size of the head of a pin. And who would think that something in that small of an amount could produce effects that were so severe that 11 of those young people went to the hospital emergency room and one 19-year-old young man passed away? who would think? You would think if something is a powder and there's just as much as the head of a pin, think of putting something like that in a glass of water or in a cup of coffee. You wouldn't think you could even taste something that was in that small of an amount. But that illustrates how unpredictable it is and how dangerous it is. So even if it's a really teeny amount and you think, oh, this couldn't possibly be a big deal, it can be a very big deal. And hallucinogens that last a long time, that means, you know, you can't just turn them off. You can't be in this state for like 4 hours and then say, well, all right, enough of this. I'm going to go get a latte. You're stuck, and you're stuck for, you know, 8-10 hours at a time. So for a lot of people, just that alone heightens their level of anxiety, which increases the likelihood of, you know, bad effects. So I think the thing is, and the message here is that this is a risky and a dangerous proposition. You do not know what is in those chemicals. For all you know, they could have been made, you know, in anywhere. Who knows what they are and who knows how strong they are. And if you don't know what it is or how strong it is, how can you possibly think to have any sort of predictable, safe, or, you know, fun or mellow experience with it? There are just too many unknowns. And that, to me, is the take-home message about synthetic drugs.
Even though the new law has been significant progress in the fight against synthetic drugs, Falkowski says that the next step is to spread the word about the dangers of synthetic drugs.
I think the challenge for the future is to keep spreading the word about these drugs. I don't think any one of the kids who got up and went to a party that day ever thought that they would wind up in the hospital, much less the young man who passed away. So I think there's always people who are hearing about it for the first time, and it's up to everyone to kind of step up to the plate and say, you know what, that stuff's really dangerous. I care about you too much to just stand by while you take that. I think we're on a constant, and we should all be in this together, because I wouldn't wish those kind of experiences on anyone. So public education needs to happen, and it's not just something that the government does for people. It's something that everybody should do for each other. You know, we're all in this life together.
On today's news feature, we are talking about synthetic drugs and their dangers. We just heard from Drug Abuse Strategy Officer Carol Falkowski from the Minnesota Department of Human Services. She talked about the unpredictability of these drugs and how dangerous that unpredictability can be. Next, we will be hearing from Minnesota District 17B Representative Bob Barrett, who recently sponsored a new bill that went into effect August 1st in Minnesota that makes selling synthetic drugs a felony offense. And it also outlines new ways that the Pharmacy Board of Minnesota can fast-track banning new substances as they are created.
The law kind of piggybacks on what we tried to accomplish a year ago in trying to make it more difficult for people to sell these drugs in Minnesota. The law from 2011 last year created a concept called an analog, in which if a particular synthetic drug looked and breathed and acted and smelled and performed like a normal synthetic one drug, it was automatically illegal. So that way, what we thought we did then is we would make broad areas of synthetic drugs illegal. But county attorneys came to us and they said they needed something a little bit more specific. So this year, we built on the law we did last year, and the law really does three things. It creates a felony penalty for anyone selling synthetic cannabinoids, also known as synthetic marijuana, although they are much more powerful than regular marijuana. So it made a felony out of that particular type of synthetic drug. It actually established over 250 synthetic drugs and named them in the bill, in the law, and made them illegal. Then the third area is that it allowed the Board of Pharmacy of Minnesota to use expedited rulemaking to add other synthetic drugs to the schedule of illegal drugs when the sellers actually made them. Because the problem with synthetic drugs is that you can add one formula to it, and in the past, the lawbreakers would then claim it's a legal drug. So we're trying to stay one step ahead of them by naming the drugs individually and then allowing the Board of Pharmacy to add them as they deem them appropriate.
Barrett says that there is a challenge to control online sales that come from out of state, but federal laws and federal officials are working with the state to catch these online sales.
The online is a little bit more difficult because people can sell them in New York, for example, sell them, ship them to Minnesota. So it's a little bit more difficult to track that way, but we are working with the federal authorities. There are federal laws now that are pretty much doing the same thing that we did in Minnesota last year and this year. We've been working well in the past few months with the federal authorities, and we hope to get at those people through various areas of government. If I could add to that, there is a shipment. A couple months ago, I guess, the Postal Service was involved in finding out that there's a shipment coming in, and a whole bunch of synthetic drugs were stopped at the border, and people were taken into custody.
Barrett says that the synthetic drug problem will have to continue to be reevaluated.
Well, I think one thing we need to know is these synthetic drugs are I believe they're similar to methamphetamine that we had in our, probably had in our state 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, in that every year back then we had to reassess the situation and maybe go after the problem a different way. We're kind of in that same thought process right now, in that, you know, we did some things last year, made it more difficult. A lot of people stopped selling them. This year there's a few that are still doing that. That guy up in Duluth selling them. There's some people up in Moorhead, and then down in Ramsey County, or Ramsey, I should say. And so most people have gotten the message, but not all of them have. So every year we're going to have to reassess the situation. If we need different laws, if we need different communication, we'll have to do it. So we need to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
Similar to Carol Falkowski, Barrett believes that the next step to fighting synthetic drugs is doing so through public education.
One of the needs in this area is to communicate to the public what these drugs are and how bad they are. And by bad, I mean because they're man-made, the quality of them can vary from one batch to another. So, for example, synthetic cannabinoids, they could be 10 to 100 times more powerful than cocaine. And so part of what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, being the chief author of the bill, is to let people know what these drugs are. Like, for example, for parents. You know, there's probably nothing I could say in 10 seconds that would communicate exactly what the drugs are. But I'd like parents to Google the term synthetic drug. In fact, YouTube it. Go to YouTube and just type in synthetic drugs. It's a great video that explains how easily it would be for someone using these to die because they don't know what they're taking. They don't know how powerful they are. And they could easily die using them as someone did in Blaine a year ago. So to kids, I just want to tell them that, you know, there's other things you can do. If you don't know what you're taking, don't take it. Never touch a synthetic drug. And find someone who can help you in that regard. Make good choices in life. These things are not anything to play with. If you don't know what it is, stay far away from it. And then the drug dealers, I need them to know that they're going to go to prison. You know, they're going to go to prison for at least 5 years. There's a person up in northern Minnesota that's being charged with murder over the deaths of two people who overdosed. And so you could spend a lot of time in prison. So a lot of this is the law, making the punishment fit the crime, but also part of it is communication about what these drugs are and how dangerous they are.
More information about synthetic drugs can be found online at drugabuse.org. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.